you know, I don't underestimate the challenge that I face, and Don Young has been there a long time. But as I look around the state, or as I meet people around the state, the interesting thing I find is that most people are interested in a change. And the questions that I get are less about Don Young, and they're more about me and who I am and my experience and my ability and my viewpoints, because people, I think, are interested in something different. I think that's not only in Alaska, that's around the nation. I think they see a need for change.
How are you different?
Well, I think there's a number of respects. Backing up, as you mentioned, I'm not a career politician. This is the first time I've done this. And frankly, I'm not doing it because I necessarily need a job. I'm doing it because I feel passionate about the issues. And the issues that are important to me, first of all, is the federal deficit. One of the statistics that to me is very telling, that I think illustrates the issue, is that today we have a deficit of $1.6 trillion. And if that were just a single year, we could get beyond that. Of that deficit, $190 billion or $188 billion is interest on the national debt. 10 years from now, in 2020, our deficit will be about $1 trillion. So it'll have declined, but interest on the national debt will be $840 billion. So nearly 85% of our deficit 10 years from now is interest on the national debt. And that is reflective of the spending over the next 10 years. And I think that both parties, both the Republicans and Democrats, bear some responsibility for that. And because if people recall, 10 years ago, when Bill Clinton was finishing his term, we actually had a budget surplus of $230 billion. And so I think we really need to bring a fiscal conservative back into the office, and that's what I bring.
The economy and jobs. Generally, this question is framed more on a state level, but tourism is very important to our economy here.
Sure.
Lot of other factors. And your campaign website indicates, you know, that one of the things you're hoping to do is help to create jobs. How do you do that in a place like Southeast Alaska?
Well, I think that there's a few things. First of all, you've talked about tourism, and I support the efforts that have been made to reduce the tax. I think that it is appropriate. I think we need to, you know, as I understand the situation, there's not a boat in the world that can meet some of the environmental standards that we've set for them. And in fact, as I understand it, some of our communities aren't even required to meet the same stringent environmental standards, for example, for water discharge. And so I think that we need to recognize the importance that tourism can be in our economy. And so I would, you know, I would favor a balanced approach that made sure that those tour operators, boat operators are able to come back in. In addition, I'd like to see some sustainable forestry in the Southeast. I don't know that we're ever going to get back to the levels of timber cutting that existed 10 or 15 years ago, but I think that there is a level of sustainability that could be satisfied, that I'd like to see that. And
the Sea Alaska Lands Bill. Now, it's possible that before the next Congress, that this bill will be decided. If
right.
If you do get elected, if you do get a chance to vote on this, where are you going on it?
Well, I guess I would say I see both sides of the issue. I think that Sea Alaska needs to have lands, and they need to have that finished and receive their final acreage. At the same time, I do think that the people who have come to use those lands or rely upon certain aspects of them, we need to make sure that we're preserving their interests and their rights. And so I guess I would like to see a little more discussion, a little more dialogue, and a little bit more of a balance in the approach, that Sea Alaska still has their interests met, but other local residents also, their interests and their concerns are addressed as well.
Subsistence management. There's a recent scenario with a state senator being cited for overfishing.
Right.
And so that's led to some larger disagreements about federal versus state roles in subsistence management. Is there a change needed there, in your opinion?
I don't know that I would say there's a change needed. I do think that, you know, I think it's appropriate that there be concerns about waste and that. And I think that, you know, I met actually this week with some subsistence, some Native organizations that were talking about this. And I think they appreciate the need to be stewards over that stock and over those resources. And so I think that I wouldn't let a single incident sort of dramatically change the environment. And I just think we need to, both sides of that need to recognize the balance and the responsibility associated with it.